The federal government might be shaping its climate change policy around reducing carbon dioxide emissions, but research from the US Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has found that an increase in stratospheric water vapour may be responsible for nearly a third of the global warming that took place during the 1990s. It also found that a 10% drop in vapour slowed down the rate of global warming by a quarter over the last decade. Timothy McDonald spoke about the research to Professor Stephen Sherwood, who's from the Climate Change Research Centre at the University of New South Wales.
Water vapour is the strongest greenhouse gas in our atmosphere. And the reason you don't hear people talking about it as a cause of climate change like they do about carbon dioxide is that it's controlled by the climate itself. So the only way to change water vapour is to change climate. That's true of most of the water vapour. The water vapour in the stratosphere has been very unusual. It's fluctuated over from one decade to the next, and we haven't been able to figure out quite what is causing that to happen.
Could it be that in addition to being a driver of climate change, it could also be a symptom?
It could be, yeah. People have suggested that for years, that maybe climate change was causing, for example, there was a substantial increase in water vapor toward the end of the 20th century. Some people said it was caused by warming. Other causes were suggested, and then it kind of surprised everybody by starting to drop about 10 years ago.
Do we have any idea of how much it tends to fluctuate of its own accord?
Well, we only have good measurements for about the last 10 or 15 years from satellites, and before that, there's just a few places around the world where balloons are launched that can go high enough and that have accurate enough water vapor instruments to measure it. So we just have a rough idea that it increased. It looks like it doubled over the last half of the 20th century, and then in the last decade, it's gone down by something like 10 or 20%.
Does this in any way sort of challenge the main thesis of climate change, or and specifically anthropogenic climate change?
No, not at all. But what it does is it represents another, you know, small but not completely negligible influence on climate that we don't want to forget about. And that was the point of this paper. They looked at these variations, and they found by doing a calculation that the effect on climate change from decade to decade should be noticeable. I mean, it's not large, but they calculated that it would be enough to have made the warming toward the end of the 20th century a bit faster than it would otherwise have been from other greenhouse gases, and then should have made warming in the last 10 years a bit less than it would have been.
Aren't they suggesting in this paper that it fueled nearly 30% of the global warming that took place?
Well, that would be an upper limit. But yeah, it could be as much as that, according to their calculations.
And does it really mean anything for the wider climate change debate?
Well, I think why it's interesting is you had people looking at the temperature record over the last few decades and saying, well, the warming has stopped, and which is not true. If you just look at it, you know, that claim is based on a bogus way of looking at the data. But it is true that the warming has been slower in the last decade. But what this paper is showing is that, yes, there are reasons why the warming rate isn't the same every decade, and this is something that helps to explain that variation. And there's no reason to think that this stratospheric water vapor is going to keep dropping. It'll probably start going up again at some point.
That's Professor Stephen Sherwood from the University of New South Wales speaking to Timothy McDonald.